And you have kind of a rigid back, a hard back, a soft front. Your feet are on the floor. Your eyes can be closed if or open. If they're open, usually the advice is it's a gaze out about 10 feet in front of you. And we're going to find a point of focus. And traditionally, it can be many things, but traditionally it's been the breath that you will find when your thoughts wander, as they will, as they inevitably will, that you take that breath and maybe even notice where that breath is coming in, at the end of your nostrils, perhaps, and focus on that breath. And then do it again and again and again. So the object is not to get rid of thoughts here, because that's not going to happen. The object is to notice when you're thinking and to bring it back to the breath. And when you do that, it's creating a discipline. It's like going to the gym for your brain. It increases the concentration. It enables you to be in control. And the question might be sometimes, who's in control of your thoughts? Is it just random? Is it you? Can you guide your thoughts? Can you turn your thoughts away from what's so harmful? So I don't have a gong here. So I'm going to just say in 10 seconds, we're going to start. And once again, we're just going to bring it back to the breath every time, and we'll go to about 6:30, 6:35 here. And we will begin right now. Just take a few moments to focus on your body and see if there's any rough spots right now, and just kind of release them if you possibly can. That out breath, when that out breath goes, just release that tension. Just let it go. And realize you're being supported by almost 200 people from all over the world right now. Much more powerful than a Sangha. A large sangha with other people. And Rick will join us when he can. Sometimes it helps to count your breaths. Very hard to get beyond about six or so, but it can bring a point of concentration every time your mind wanders to count that return to your breath. That your mind may be wandering simply means you're part of the human race and there's nothing you're doing wrong. Be gentle on yourself. Just bring it back to the breath, bring it back to the body. Let concentration be your friend, ally. there's any tension in your body, just breathe in that moment, that place of tension, and breathe it out. Let it go. Oftentimes it's the jaw. Could be your fist if you're really upset. Could be anything. Breathe in. Breathe out. Let that tension go. With every breath, just bring that attention back home, back to the body, back to the breath itself, the mechanics of the breath. Let go of that runaway train of thought that's grabbed you, pulled you away. Gently bring it back each time, again and again. Remember that if there's any negative thoughts, they can be purged with one breath, maybe two, maybe three, but you can let them go. Just breathe in, notice the breath, breathe out, and again and again. I notice how seductive the thoughts are, pulling you away. Could be positive thoughts, could be negative thoughts, but they have a seductive quality that almost demands that you pay attention. But you can take a breath, let them go. Let it go for these 30 minutes. You can just let them go with a breath. Sometimes thoughts are like a train. It's a train that's going somewhere. You don't know necessarily, but there's a request, almost a demand sometimes to get on board. And maybe you don't have to get on board. Maybe you can just let that train go wherever it's going, but you don't have to be a participant. You can take a breath, bring it back to your body. Very gently, very gently. Let it go. Let that train go. So with about a minute to go in our meditation,
I can happily return and thank Art for guiding everyone. I took care of my situation, a reminder of impermanence.